Hi, I'm Steve Lasker. I'm a program manager on the Azure Container Registry. Today, I want to talk about why you might choose the Azure Container Registry. Now, we have services like Docker Hub, which allow us to push our images to a public registry. And you can use the private registry features as well. But in your company, you may want to keep your images within your data center. They're private to your organization. You might want to have them network close so that when you're doing pushes and pulls, the physical network latency is just going to be shorter because it's right there in your data center. You're not going to have ingress and egress charges because within their data center, and just the latency is shorter. You might want to use your Active Directory groups to manage who has access so that your development team has push and pull rights, but other teams that use your images have just pull rights. And we wanted to make sure that you had a familiar experience with the CLIs. We stay true to the Docker CLIs for Docker Login, Docker Push, Docker Pull, so that you're going to have a common experience that you're, quite frankly, just used to. Now, in the DevOps workflow for containers, it's pretty clear that a container registry is pretty core to the system. As soon as you start developing, you're pulling images so that you can build your images locally and test them. You push them to your CI system, and when you build those images, you're pulling base images and you're pushing them back. When you're deploying, the images come from the container registry to deploy to one of many different container sources or container targets in Azure. We have the Azure Container Service, of course, Service Fabric. We've announced that we have App Service, so when you have single container workloads and you just want to have a container deployment that's easy to encapsulate everything. We have Azure Batch, and we have other services that seem to come up weekly that I hear from somebody that would like to use the container registry as well. So with that, let's jump into a demo and take a look at how this all works. So we're in the Azure portal here, and we can see we have a new resource type called Container Registry. And I have a few here that I've already configured. Let's go and add another one. And we'll name it Azure DevX, and that will become the name of my team, -microsoft.azurecr.io. We'll use an existing resource group in the West US, and we'll enable the admin account. Now, we'll send this off to start being provisioned, and we'll see that happening over here. And while that's being provisioned, let's take a look at another one that I've already set up. Now, this is the Docker Tools team that we have here at Microsoft. And when I created the access key or the admin account, what we've done is we've created a username and password for basic auth flows. In preview, we have not yet completed all of the individual AD identity. In GA, at GA, we will enable you to log in with your username and password under AD, and whatever rights you have been given to the registry, that's what you can use for your credentials. We haven't finished the full AD individual identity integration yet, so this is what we've made available to make it simple for you to use it. We also have service principles, which can be used as well, and we'll take a look at how we can provision those in a moment. You can see the bunch of them listed here, in addition to the individuals that have access to create or provision the manage the registry. So the access key is the important thing we'll start with. We'll switch over to the one we just created. And now we can see the access key for that one, as well as the login URL. All right, so we have our registry. Now we want to push some images to it. We'll come over here to our command line, and we'll take a look at what images I happen to have available. We use this Hello World one because it's just simple. Now, when you're pushing images to a registry, the model for Docker is you tag the image, Hello World, to the fully qualified name of your target. So we have Azure DevX -microsoft.azurecr.io, hello world, okay? So this name is the name of your login URL of your registry right here. Now, before I push it, I need to log into that registry. So I'll say Docker login, the login URL, -u for the username, paste, -p, we'll copy that, and we'll paste that in there as well. And you can see I've got a very quick login succeeded. So we are using the actual Docker CLI here. It's going into the Docker store, the secure store for storing those credentials. And now I can continue to do operations against that as I wish. Now, you can recycle that credential, and which you're being asked to regenerate that key or not, which of course I will after this video. And now I've got that set up. So now I can start pushing images to it. And so what I'll do is I happen to like just taking my tag and just going up and deleting the lines. So now I can push to that registry, right? It's a Docker push, the fully qualified name of that image, and off it goes. And because it's a new registry, there weren't any images in it yet. Now, while that's going on, we might want to be able to see the images in our registry. So we have an intern on our team that has been building out a viewer. And you can get to it by aka.ms/acr/manage. And that'll redirect you to this URL. And then we need to log in. We'll go grab our username and password. I knew what the username was, but the password is generated each time. So we can log in there. And we can see the image that we just pushed. And we can see the layers that made up that image. And this is just a current point in time. This is what we'll continue to iterate on to provide more info in a cleaner format. But we wanted to provide a quick viewer for that. So that's one thing. You'll notice that we have our login URL, right? It's the Azure DevX team. Now, inside the Azure DevX team, we might have several different groups that want to have collections of images even further. So I manage the security to the Azure DevX team, but within that, I have several apps or collection of images. What we've done is we've taken the namespace model that Docker provides and extended it a little further. So now I can take that same image and I can label it further. So let's just say I've got a marketing team and I have a campaign that I want to have a collection of images, including a web image. So now I've got that image tagged in that namespace, and I can now push that image, and because it's the same layers, it'll go quick, up here. And when I refresh this, I'll see both images, and I have that sub namespace. So I can put web, API, cache, and they're grouped together. So that's just another nice feature that we've provided we think people will find useful. All right, so I've got the Docker CLIs, right? I'm using the standard ones there to interact with the registry. But now you want to be able to create registries possibly from a CLI. We want to be able to assign service principles, like I mentioned. So let's take a look at how we do that. First, I can do azacrlist, and this will list out all of the registries I've got across my subscription. Notice we didn't ask you to provide a resource group, because you might have a bunch of registries in one resource group, or you might have them in separate resource groups. We don't want you to have to go and tell us that. We'd rather find all the registries and then tell you what resource groups they're in. So that's just one of the productivity features we've done. Now we want to create a registry. Now you'll notice here, this AZCLI is the V2 version of our cross-platform Azure CLI. We're just happen to be showing it here as a way to interact. And we'll have PowerShell CLI experience as well. Right now I'm just showing the cross-platform one because it's what we have available at preview. So now I can go and I want to create one. So I'll say azacr create. All right, so I'm going to create a new registry. I'm going to name it. We'll just call it the Azure DevX2 registry. I'll put it in the resource group Steve Last East US because we'll go to the other side of the country. And the location that we're putting in, because you can put resources in different groups than your resource group, is the East US. And again, we'll enable the admin account so that I get access to it. All right, so now we've got our registry created. Now, in addition to showing the information, such as the login server, the name, resource group, and so forth, you'll notice that we've also spit out some information that help you assign a service principle. because we do believe this is the best practice. We really want to leverage AED both for service principles and individual identity. We just couldn't get the individual identity feature done in time, and we didn't want to hold up the preview for it. Now, I can create a new service principle or use an existing one. I'm going to go and create a new service principle. So we'll just copy this line here. I'll come over here to Notepad, and we'll just fix the line wrapping here. So first of all, we'll give it some secure password that will be deleted by the time you watch this video. And we'll delete that and just fix the line wrapping. So now we will grab the whole thing. And we can copy that and paste that back into our command prompt. So what this will do is it will create the service principle assigned to that registry with the rights of owner. And I can have other reader rights as well. So you can define what privileges this particular account has. And then what we're going to do is use the app ID as the username and the password as the password. So that just gives you an example of how you can use service principles as well. Now, if you want to see what credentials you already had on the admin account, let's say, I can say AZ ACR credential show, and we'll give it the name of Azure DevX, for instance, and it will then give me the username and password of that admin account. This is one of the reasons why we want to get rid of it, because we don't really consider this the super secure way, and why we'd encourage you to disable it and use service principles, because you should not be able to ask it the password. The service principle model, once we've displayed it, you have to capture it, and you can regenerate that. So there's a whole story there we can follow up on service principles. All right, so now that we're able to create it, we're able to assign service principles, we can see the admin account for some of your demo scenarios. We want to be able to see the images in it. Now, we've shown the images here in this UI, but we also have a Azure CLI to interact and get that information out as well. So let's just clear that out. We can do AZ. ACR, and I'll just show the full command line here, right? So we have a couple of different commands available. AZ ACR, and what we want to do is the list of repositories. And what a repository is the list of collection of images. Think of repository as a collection of images. And we give it a name, and I'm just going to grab another one that has a collection of images in it already, so it's a little more interesting. So it's going to go query, get the list of images, and put them out here. So here's some of those. And then if I want to see the tags within one of those registries, AZ ACR repository show tags, the name of bike sharing test repository web. So of this registry, all right, so clearly we've misspelled that a little bit, so we'll just fix that. That's the beauty of typing and why we save the CLIs and put them in text files. So now I can see for the repository bike sharing test of the web, I'm sorry, the repository of web in the registry of bike sharing test, here's the list of tags. Here's a list of images for the web. Here's a list of tags, which is how we showed it over here in the Azure portal. In fact, if I look here, we can see those list of images and tags as well. Okay, so now that you've seen some demos, what are the next steps? As container developers, you are now taking on some more responsibility. You are now including the OS in your app deployment. So not only does your code have the potential of vulnerabilities, but the OS images you depend on could have issues as well. So you want to be notified of that. That's the beauty of continuous deployment, is we can do these continuous builds, whether it comes from our code or image changes. We can rerun our builds, rerun our tests, and then run scans to know whether A, my code succeeded, or B, are there any vulnerabilities in them. So we have partners like Aqua and Twistlock that can integrate directly into your build system, directly into your deployment system, and give you that visibility as to what is going on and is there anything to be concerned with. So with that, I would encourage you to get started today. We have the public preview that we've made available in November here, and we will go GA in the spring of 2017. I hope this all was very helpful. I encourage you to give us feedback, and I thank you for your time.